Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we are talking to Katie Jacobson today, Oregon Sea Grants. Hi, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to be here in your office, actually, being able to take my recordings into the field has been terrific. And so nice office, by the way.
Thank you. Yes.
Shop at the Dock is our primary emphasis this morning. And so maybe you could tell us, coming up, there's another opportunity. It looks like you had one in July. Just give us an overall perspective about what people get to do at Shop at the Dock.
Yeah, Shop at the Dock is a program that's run by Oregon Sea Grant in partnership with the Port of Newport. And we basically take people down to our commercial fishing docks, Port Dock 3 and 5, and occasionally Port Dock 7, and help them learn about our commercial fisheries that we have here in Lincoln County. And then also taking that next step and helping them learn how to buy seafood directly from fishermen that sell off their boat. And those people are called direct marketers. And so we're really teaching the public how they can access direct market products, what kinds of questions to ask, how to sort of be prepared for that, you know, like bringing a cooler and an ice and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So our whole purpose is really get people comfortable with buying seafood directly from fishermen.
Now, it looks like the next dates are those August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And then you have these little breakout groups on those days?
Yeah. Well, last year, our program was much loved, which means there was very large groups. So we had sort of a good problem to solve, which is how we, you know, make it so we have smaller groups and more opportunity for people to participate. So our next ones are coming up on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And they start basically every half an hour starting at 9:30. So we have one at 9:30, 10, 10:30, and 11. Each tour takes about 60 to 90 minutes, depending on group size and if people purchase seafood, but they are starting every half an hour.
Yeah. This seems to me, instead of a farm to table, it's kind of like ocean
it
to
is.
Table.
Well, we call it sort of boat to throat.
Oh, boat to throat.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
there
it a lot.
Uh-huh.
And do folks want to be on this August 5th, 12th, and 19th dates? Which look like the last dates, by the way, for the Shop at the Dock opportunity. But really, they're going to leave with the ability or the knowledge about how to do this anytime.
Yeah. I mean, our last time this summer will be August 19th. But the idea is to make people comfortable and have the knowledge to kind of buy seafood on their own. So they would kind of learn the skills and gain the confidence and be able to continue to do that. Kind of the direct market season usually kind of winds down in September or so. So we're definitely kind of in the thick of the seafood season now. So I wouldn't want to tell people to wait too long to go and purchase their seafood.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about the genesis of Shop at the Dock? I remember when, and it seems to me many years ago, I noticed some fishermen were, you know, canning their seafood, and they were putting like labels on the food to say, you know, here's what boat your fish is coming from. Well, I mean, where do you see this going back in history a little bit of this interest starting to be generated?
Well, there's been direct marketers selling off their boat for many, many years, so it's not something that's necessarily new. Mm-hmm. This program came out of there's actually a feasibility study done several years ago, looking at creating like kind of a fisherman's market in Newport that would basically be like consignment fish that fishermen would come in. It was not found to be feasible, but sort of within that feasibility study, it was found that a lot of consumers, a lot of people, even locals, don't buy their seafood directly from fishermen because they're sort of intimidated by the process. Or don't know what to ask for.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of intimidating. They don't actually know if they can really be down there or whatever. And so Sea Grant kind of got a hold of that. And Ruby Moon, who used to work for us, and kind of said, hey, you know, I think we can solve that problem by education.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not intimidated by going down there and buying my seafood. And there's several other people that aren't too. And by kind of having people that are already familiar with the fishermen and the boats and how to ask, we can teach others sort of how to do that. So the idea was really to use education to solve the problem of people not accessing local seafood that's already available to them.
Yeah. So. Well, like your point earlier, people have been buying from the docks since there have been docks.
Yes, they have been.
But somewhere along the line, maybe, where we've been, more conditioned to just pick things up at the store.
Yeah.
Maybe we kind of drifted a little way from the possibility that that could happen. That's always been there, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened through time is that, middlemen got involved in that part with the seafood. And so we got removed from our food. And so we're not used to buying a whole fish, which regulatory wise, when you buy from fishermen off their boats, they have to sell you a whole fish. And so for a lot of people, they're maybe just, they don't know that, or they're not prepared for that. Because of course, when you go into the grocery store and stuff, you don't have to buy a whole fish.
Yeah.
And so part of the program is just educating people on, you're going to have to buy a whole fish. Or if you don't want to buy a whole fish, then find someone else in the group that doesn't want to buy a whole fish, and you guys can split a fish. In fact, we even have little stickers we made this year that says split a fish with me, so people can easily identify other people in the group to do that with. So.
One thing maybe to point out to folks is that at least this has been my experience. That fish can get pretty heavy. Any comments about on being prepared to haul it out?
It can. Well, I always tell people that unless you are like an expert filleter, definitely have them fillet it for you. Because even though there's a fillet charge, but often people think, I can save the $3 or whatever and fillet it myself. Unless you're really good, and we know this through research, unless you're really, really good at filleting that particular species of fish, you lose so much more in meat than the $3 fillet charge.
Interesting.
So definitely have it filleted. So that takes down some of the weight for you. But then, and then they put it on ice, so that kind of makes it heavy again. So you definitely, you're not going to want to like lug it around with you. So you're going to want to get that fish, get it in your cooler, and then be on your way and not have to like carry it. You're not going to have lunch afterwards on the bayfront, or at least you want to put it in your cooler first before you do that. Yeah, because it is heavy to sort of lug around, especially if you're buying more than one kind or multiple fish.
Yeah, maybe depending on, pardon me, the amount you're going to get, some of these coolers have the little roller wheels.
They
on
do.
Them.
Yeah. And I've seen people use those before. Yeah.
That'd be good. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Katie Jacobson, Oregon Sea Grant. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We'll be back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections. We're with Katie Jacobson, Oregon Sea Grant. And Katie, I have to ask you to put some context here, for me and our listeners, about how Oregon Sea Grant fits into being behind Shop at the Dock. But also I'm kind of curious about OSU Extension here, because forgive my ignorance, but I kind of see the poster I'm looking at and I see OSU Extension, I see Sea Grant and Port of Newport, but maybe I'm particularly looking at how do OSU Extension and Sea Grant kind of run in parallel or not?
Yeah, the best way I can sort of explain that is to say at some level the two are sort of married, sort of partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so Oregon Sea Grant is part of the National Sea Grant College program. So in most states where there's a Great Lake or an ocean, there is a Sea Grant program. We receive some funding from NOAA and then with cost match and support from the state. And you have to sort of be married to an academic institution. So in Oregon, it's Oregon State University we're connected to. And then in addition to having that larger OSU connection, we have certain faculty members like myself that are also extension faculty. So what that means is I work for Oregon Sea Grant, but I'm also extension faculty. And extension is basically just various programs throughout OSU that work with communities on bringing research and collaboration to communities. And so I work for Sea Grant. I do fisheries extension work, and I work with extension offices, essentially, or I work from an extension office.
And Sea Grant being a part of NOAA, did you say?
We receive a large portion of our funding through NOAA. I would say we're not NOAA, but they are maybe a parent organization is a better way to sort of say that. So we're not connected to like fisheries management or anything like that. They're just sort of our umbrella organization in which we fall under. Yeah.
So Oregon Sea Grant, if you could describe the mission, what is the mission of Sea Grant?
Our sort of tagline is coastal science serving Oregon. And I would extend that and say coastal science and education serving Oregon. And so we basically do marine related research, coastal marine related research. And then we have a really big education staff and extension staff. So the biggest way people probably connect with us is through the visitor center at the Hatfield Marine Science Center. So if you've ever been to the visitor center and see the exhibits there, it is Oregon Sea Grant who runs the visitor center.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So you've probably interacted with us in that way. And then we do a lot of educational programming. We have educators at HMSC that do a lot of kindergarten through 12th grade programming, like labs at HMSC that have kids go there for field trips, where they learn about marine animals and do estuary walks and that kind of thing. And then we have our extension staff, which includes myself, which is scattered all over the coast, that kind of work with communities on issues from marine debris to coastal hazards to watersheds to fisheries, all kinds of different things that we work with communities and with stakeholders on.
When you think about your cohorts and Sea Grant across the United States, any idea how many maybe Sea Grant employees there are? I mean, how big is this? What are we talking about here?
It's a fairly large organization. I don't know nationwide how many employees we have. Oregon Sea Grant is one of the largest in terms of employees. And we have about 60, I think, and not including students. We have a large base of people that work with us that are students because we are attached to a university. So we're one of the larger programs, along with Alaska, who's also one of the larger programs. But some Sea Grant programs are very small. They might only have 8 or 9, 10 people that work for them. So it's different kind of everywhere. And a lot of that has to do with just kind of how successful those programs have been historically. So
any other particular Sea Grant driven activities that are happening in the summer in particular?
Well, there's always stuff going on. It's hard for me to say at this particular moment what everybody is doing because we all are in different parts of the coast. But over at HMSC, you know, they have the visitor center up and going, and it is their busy season. So they even have some really neat new exhibits going in right now. They have an interactive sound table that basically has a projector hanging from the ceiling. So as you play with the sand, it creates the correct topography. Really cool exhibit that they're prototyping right now. They have a new octopus that just went in.
And free,
center.
Right?
Free, I mean, yes, by donation. Yeah. So new octopus that went in, and they have a neat kind of hanging jellyfish lamp display that one of their volunteers made for them that is on display right now. They had a tank that needed to be refurbished and kind of nothing to put there. And so they put in this kind of neat artwork done by a local volunteer. And so, in terms of things to check out that Sea Grant's doing, especially here in Newport, I'd say go check out the visitor center. Yeah.
Yeah, great. And I noticed here there was a Port of Newport logo, too. Is there a little partnership happening also with the port and as far as Shop at the Dock
there
goes?
There is, yeah. So the Port of Newport, you know, it's their property that the event takes place on.
Yeah.
And so this year, as the events got more popular last year, we really started working with them more on kind of having them be more involved in those programming and giving them the opportunity to kind of advertise with us and that kind of stuff because it is their property and they're very supportive of the program and allowing fishermen to sell directly off their vessels, which not every port allows their fishermen to do that.
Really? Yeah,
so,
I just kind of assumed that was just standard fare.
No, yeah. But so it is a really neat thing that the Port of Newport and our Port of Newport commissioners allow to happen. Which we're really grateful for, as long as the fishing community being grateful for. And so we're just happy to have them being supportive of the event and part of it.
Excellent. Well, we're talking to Katie Jacobson, Oregon Sea Grant. And when we come back, we'll give you some more tips and tricks about shopping at the dock, some more details. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. All right. We are back with Lincoln County Connections. Katie Jacobson, Oregon Sea Grant, it is Shop at the Dock time. Now, what is going to be in season, Katie? And can you give us like that year-round clock too? And then also what is highly available in August?
Yeah. So this is, I kind of call it seafood season. Many of our products are available now. Chinook salmon, albacore tuna. There's still a little bit of crab dabbling in. The season actually ends the 14th of August. So beginning part of August there is. It'll reopen on December 1st of 2016. It's still Oregon pink shrimp season, which starts April 1 through October 31st. So there's still pink shrimp on the market. And then you're more what we call ground fish, which is basically just a term for many different species. These are kind of your soles, your flounders, and then a lot of your rockfish species. So kind of your fish and chips fish.
Yeah.
Are mostly year-round at this point. So you can kind of find those on the market throughout the year. They're just sort of easier to find directly to the public this time of year because many vessels are selling those off their vessels where they don't typically do that maybe in January or something like that.
You know, when I drive by the bayfront almost every day, you know, sometimes you'll see signs. So I imagine you teach people what to look for when they come to shop at the dock, right?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, what are those things that we look for, by the way?
Well, so the biggest thing I tell people is if they're not doing a shop at the dock, but coming back on their own is you definitely want to check that they're going to be there before you come. Because there's been a lot of people that have driven over from Corvallis or wherever to come get their tuna. And the fleet's fishing because they are fishermen. So they actually have to go to the ocean. So they're not always here. There is some vessels like the Chelsea Rose and stuff that are here every day and that buy from others. But a lot of the other vessels will actively be out fishing. So the biggest thing is to check before you come. And there's several different places, including the Oregon Albacore Commission website you can do. You can call me. Or if you know of a specific vessel or have purchased from them before, get their phone number and call them.
Has there ever been a movement to try and, you know, make kind of a centralized shop at the dock web portal?
There's actually a smartphone app coming out by Oregon Sea Grant called Oregon's Catch. And it is not out yet, but we are pushing really, really, really hard to have that out this summer. So it should be out here pretty soon. And that will be basically the whole Oregon coast. So not just Newport, but you'll be able to search by species or by port, or also sort of a locate me feature that then will tell you what seafood products are available in your general area. And it will both have an ability for the vendors to kind of load in what they're selling, but then also contact information so you could call and find out.
I see. So more in an app environment than as opposed to a website.
It'll be an app. Yeah, gotcha. Be a smartphone app.
Yeah. Well, and everybody's on their smartphones. And sometimes I think these days that's maybe a great way to go considering how many people are on their smartphones these days.
Well, and the other thing too we have to think about is from the industry to actually use it, them having access to computers, being on their boats sometimes is difficult, but a lot of them have smartphones as well. And so it's easier for them to upload what they're selling. And so kind of in having to make some decisions internally about which route to go. It was actually the fishermen that pushed us over the edge because they said, well, we can, you know, we have fairly good cell access and sometimes we can just download what we're selling right from our phone, that would be a lot easier for us. So that's the path we've chose.
Yeah. Good. Well, that'll be terrific when you launch that app. And absolutely, if folks are traveling from a distance, knowing for sure that seafood's going to be available, it's going to be huge. And I imagine, though, I mean, you can take your chances anytime, probably, right?
Yeah, you can. And if you live locally, it's easy to kind of drive down the bayfront, you know, look and kind of see what boats are there and what signs are up and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you definitely can take your chances, you know, if you live here and aren't maybe investing a drive and a tank of gas and half a day and all of that kind of stuff to get here. And then really the next thing is, again, you have to buy a whole fish. So you definitely want to be prepared to deal with the fish. So, you know, a whole fish is a lot. It can be a lot of fish, especially something like a halibut. That's a big fish.
Yeah.
And regulatory wise, there's no itty bitty halibuts. They have to be a certain size.
Let's talk about that for a sec. So is there a minimum amount then one can buy? I mean,
the minimum vessels is a whole fish. And so like right now, and this can change, but right now the average size of the albacore tuna they're selling is about 11 or 12 pounds. And that changes, you know, some week they might be a little bigger or a little smaller. So that's about 11 to 12 pounds whole fish.
Gotcha.
And you only get a certain percent back in meat. But even that, which is a smaller fish, I have a family of, how many? Four kids, two adults, a family of six. That's more fish than we would eat in one setting. And so when I buy a whole fish, I just need to be prepared to what I'm doing with that other part.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a vacuum sealer and a freezer and that's what I do with it.
Right.
But people just need to know what they're doing with that fish, because if you spend $60 on a fish and you only ate part of it and you don't, you're not prepared to deal with it. And then you have that ticking time bomb of what am I going to do with this fish? And it's taking up my fridge space and oh my God, you know, so anyways,
yeah,
just think ahead, plan ahead about what you want to do with that fish.
You know, and just with a few moments left here, you had mentioned that there is likely a canning program coming, but also you mentioned you do the vacuum sealing. Are there any opportunities here through Extension to learn about those means? So
there is. Okay. Yeah, we actually have someone that's a trained in master food preservation. Jennifer is her name. She works here at the Extension office. And she has some time during the summer to be answering people's questions about food preservation.
Good.
Anything from canning to backpacking to how to just freeze stuff, or how to properly store vegetables, any of that kind of stuff. And she is doing some tuna canning classes this summer, as well as I think a peach salsa class and some other ones too. So, and even if you don't want to take a class, if you just have a question about how to freeze something, you could give her a call and she can give you some information.
You can always ask an expert here.
You can, yes.
Oh, very nice. Well, okay. Katie Jacobson, pleasure having you educate us today about Shop at the Dock and Oregon Sea Grant. And tell us again, when are those opportunities?
So the opportunities coming up are August 5th, 12th, and 19th. We do tours at 9:30, 10, 10:30, and 11, and we meet basically right across the street from Local Ocean Seafoods near Port Dock 5. We have a big red canopy, so you'll see us.
Great. And then as far as Googling Oregon Sea Grant or OSU Extension, probably would find the information there as well.
You would, yeah.
Okay. Well, pleasure talking to you, Katie.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections. Have a great day.